North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says he's ready to meet President Trump again to talk about denuclearization, but he also warned Washington not to test North Korea's patience with sanctions and pressure. Kim delivered that message in his televised New Year's speech. Last year's speech kicked off that unprecedented diplomacy, which included the North's participation in the Winter Olympics hosted by South Korea, and eventually Kim's historic summit with President Trump in June. Jean Lee is director of the Korea program at the Wilson Center. Jean, welcome back. We're wishing you a happy year, but wondering what kind of year you see for U.S.-North Korean relations. You were watching today. What jumped out in Kim's speech?
Yeah, you know, these New Year's Day speeches by the North Korean leader are so crucial. I have spent the last, I don't know, how many years waking up early to make sure to watch these because they set the tone not only for North Korea's domestic priorities, but also they send a message to the outside world. And we were really watching this closely because it's been weeks of stalled diplomacy between the United States and North Korea. Lots of questions about where the momentum from that Singapore summit last June, where it was headed. And so this really set the tone, and I think it was reassuring for Washington and Seoul to hear Kim Jong-un tell his people and really tell the world that he's still committed to this process. So I think that it's going to be dramatic. It always is with North Korea, but at least we know that he is sticking to some of those principles and goals that he laid out in 2017, and that he hasn't veered off that track.
But how do you know to believe him? And let's just remind ourselves that, you know, these are two men that hated each other. President Trump made fun of Kim, calling him Rocket Man at the UN in 2017. Kim said disparaging things about Trump. But then in 2018, Trump said he fell in love with Kim, talked about the beautiful letters that Kim wrote to him. But his administration has canceled meetings with high-level North Korean officials. So what do we know about what he has done about denuclearization, if anything?
It's important to be cautiously optimistic. I always like to use that phrase because I think it's fine and it's absolutely necessary to be somewhat skeptical because North Korea has gone back on its word many, many times in the past. The United States has as well. And so, you know, this is a little bit of a tug of war. We have been engaged in a game of chicken with the North Koreans. And so we're going to see both sides reluctant to be the first one to make that initial first step toward denuclearization. And so I do think we have to be cautious, but we should also be grateful for the fact that we have some room to work with here and that he hasn't gone back to the rhetoric that we saw, obviously, in 2017. So I think that there are a couple cautionary notes. He is referring again to the complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula as the goal, and that's a very different definition than the denuclearization of North Korea. And so that is always a reference to requiring that the United States withdraw its nuclear umbrella over South Korea. And so this might seem like insider language, but that's always the kind of language that we look for when we look at this. He did, though, I have to say, give him credit, he did say that he would not make nuclear weapons. Again, as you point out, how do we believe him? I think we need to be skeptical, but also try to hold him to his word.
And what sense do you get that the Trump administration, which is missing some key members right now, but that the Trump administration might consider, reducing sanctions, or Congress might?
These sanctions is obviously the big concern for North Korea. They cannot move forward economically unless some of these international and U.S. sanctions are lifted. And so we will see very pointed language from North Korea regarding those sanctions. The United States has said that they need to see much more progress on denuclearization. I think that the United States will be looking for concrete measures, very, very concrete shows of commitment to that process before any sanctions are lifted.
Well, so he spoke for a long time. Was there anything else that jumped out? I mean, is he reading a new book? Is there anything else that jumped out that he might have said?
Well, it's funny that you mentioned the books, because just the fact that he gave this televised broadcast in his library is something that I took note of. You know, he was wearing a suit. And also, I should just point out that this is very reminiscent of his grandfather, the eternal president of North Korea, Kim Il-sung, who gave this type of New Year's address, but over the radio. Kim Jong-un's father, Kim Jong-il, who ruled for 17 years until 2011, never gave a broadcast. The North Koreans never saw him give the New Year's Day address at a podium or in a library, even over the radio. It was always published in the newspaper. So very different style that Kim Jong-un is projecting. And that's really notable. I mean, this is propaganda, but the kind of message that he's trying to send his people, that he's authoritative, but that he is comfortable in his skin, and also to the outside world, he's trying to project himself as somewhat of a normal leader.
I have books.
I have books. You know, I would love to take a close look at what books are on his shelves. I can tell you that he does have the collected works of his grandfather, Kim Il-sung. Mm. But this is something that's notable. It's meant to send a message, not only, again, to his people, but also to us.
Jean Lee, director of the Korea program at the Wilson Center. Jean, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.